The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round one recap episode for this week's AT&T Pebble Beach. And joining me to break it all down, he's here. It's Kyle Porter. KP, what up?
I'm excited. You know, we came into this week pessimistic. Is that a fair word? Something around pessimistic. Round one was awesome. Cantlay, Spieth, Akshay, Pebble. I thought it was phenomenal. I'm stoked after 18 holes.
The low-key best thing about split courses is that we got this done in just record time. I mean, everybody goes out at the same time on two courses. We're done by 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time. Like, this is great stuff.
Well, it really is great, and I think it feels even faster than that because you always get the – you know, with Pebble, you always get the amateurs in the mix. And so it feels even quicker than it would otherwise. Who is this? Are you watching Golf Channel right now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Stuart Appleby. He grew his hair out to his shoulders.
Oh, I'm still seeing Spieth highlights on the Golf Channel right now. I might be behind you.
I might be behind. Anyway,
I don't know
why we're talking about Stuart Appleby.
There is lots to talk about, and it is Patrick Cantlay who enters the week as the betting favorite after Dustin Johnson's withdrawal on Monday evening, and he made the most of it. He showed everybody that he should have been the betting favorite because KP, he goes out in 29, and he finishes in a 10 under 62, which ties the course record at Pebble Beach. And if you are paying close attention at home, that is two consecutive rounds for Patrick Cantlay where he has either tied or broken a course record because he shot a 61 on Sunday at PGA West at the American Express when he tried to take this thing away from Siwoo Kim. Safe to say Patrick Cantlay's dialed in right now?
Yeah, 123 over his last two rounds, which sounds like about 20 holes for me. So that's pretty good. You know, we were just talking before we came on. Somebody was tweeting about this. I can't remember who it was, but he doesn't have holes, and there's a handful of guys like that. He's not the best at – I mean, what's his best thing? Probably his iron – I don't know. Maybe his driver. He's a really good driver.
He's a really good driver. But, yeah, he's just all around sound. There's no hole in his game. He's very good at kind of everything, but I wouldn't be like – is there anything he's great at? Like, really great, like top 10 player in the world, great.
Probably not. But here's the thing. Like, here's why I bring that up. I watched his round today, and he doesn't really have to do anything extraordinary to shoot a 62. I realize he has to play great, but he doesn't have to play that far beyond what his talent level is with the putter, with his short game, with his irons, with his driver to go out and shoot that score. So when somebody like him shoots it, it feels... I don't know. You know, like compare what his 62 today to Spieth's 61 last week. And Spieth had to overcome the driver, right? Because he's a bad driver. And with Cantlay, it's like, man, he just kind of played a little bit better. And I don't have his numbers in front of me, but it felt like he just played a little bit better in every aspect of the game. And the result is a course record and a two-shot lead.
So Sean Martin here has the lengths of putts for Patrick Cantlay that he hold on his first eight holes, 5 feet, 5 feet, 8 feet, 3 feet, 12 feet, 3 feet, 13 feet, 8 feet. That's like, okay, maybe he made a couple of pars in there. No, he birdied seven of his first eight. So he's given himself a lot of looks at birdie. He's capitalizing on them, and he is two shots clear of the rest of the field. So he was already the betting favorite and certainly will be over the course of the next 3 days. But he's got to go to Spyglass tomorrow, KP, which played over par on Thursday. So we'll see what he can do there as well, right? That's kind of the big storyline here.
Yeah, so the big storyline, Spieth. Cantlay was plus seven strokes gain. I don't know if we're still using strokes gain. I heard that was a stat it.
Where was he in total driving is really what I need to know. I don't care about this strokes gain stuff anymore. It's rubbish.
how about greens and regulation? The Macklemore greens and reg. He putted unusually good. He was like a plus 3.5 in putting. That's pretty abnormal. But everything else is just like, that's kind of what he does, you know? And so and that's why it feels, I think sometimes with these guys that are this well-rounded, it doesn't feel that crazy, you know? And you know, you have to match up, compare like what you're feeling to what and what you're seeing to what the statistics actually say. So, you know, he contended here last year. I think he should be the runaway. I mean, he was kind of the runaway favorite coming in and definitely should be now. But yeah, tomorrow's going to be super interesting because it'll be a lot tougher than today for them.
If greens in regulation is the metric we want to use, then Akshay Bhatia is in the lead because he hit all 18 greens on Thursday, the first player since 2008 to hit all 18 greens. For those uninitiated to Akshay Bhatia, super young, super raw. He foregoes college, right, KP, to turn pro. I don't even know, what is he, 20 years old, 21 years
19,
old?
19.
Oh my God, these kids are crazy. 19 years old, shoots an 8-under round at Pebble Beach today. Now, it's not about the ceiling. In his short PGA Tour career, it's been about whether he can do this for multiple days at a time.
Yeah, for sure. And I actually threw him. Are you in our DraftKings? Weekly. Oh, you are. You're right ahead of me. I threw him in my lineup just kind of as a last second. Like, I don't know. I like him. I want him to succeed. The ceiling, like you said, is extraordinarily high. I mean, his talent. I mean, I think what's going to happen is we're going to do the thing where it's like, God, Akshay's, you know, in 3 years, Akshay's 22. How is that possible? He's been out here for forever. And, you know, I looked it up. He was minus 2 years old when Tiger won here in 2000 at the US Open.
Oh, minus two.
Yeah.
Good age. Love that age.
Yeah. It's a tough parenting age, but you know, it's so interesting to listen. I listened to his post round interview and he's a little nervous. I mean, he's 19. What was I doing when I was 19? But the things that he says and kind of the way he presents himself broadly, not just in that interview, but if you go back and read or hear him on anything, it's like, this guy's a pro. Like, he carries himself like a pro. He plays like a pro. Like, not just a pro, but like a veteran. And so I think that, like, look, being near the lead at an event is much different than playing in an event, right? But I'm excited. I'm maybe more excited to see how the next 54 go for him than a Cantlay or a Spieth, just because of, you know, the 19 years old thing. Spieth was 19 when he won his first event at John Deere. So a little symmetry.
Are you calling an Akshay victory this week? Is that what I'm getting?
I would love it. Wouldn't that be awesome? Like, we get all this Patrick Reed nonsense and Saudi Arabia and all this stuff. And it's like, here's a feel good, you know, story going into kind of the Florida swing and everything. That'd be pretty sweet.
All right, let's dive in. Jordan Spieth, 7-under par, 3 shots behind Patrick Cantlay, also played Pebble Beach today. He did it with 6 birdies, an eagle, which was holing out from the fairway on 10, and 1 bogey. Dare we say Jordan Spieth is back?
We're in range. We're within striking. I haven't mashed the button yet, but we're getting close. I mean, So for me, the barometer is the iron play, right? That's just always it. I'm reading Brody's book right now. Every shot, what is it? Every shot counts.
Yeah, it's on my. You can't see it, but it's on the shelf back here. Every shot counts.
So I'm reading that, and it just is so. I'm all messed up now. I got a call on my phone and my headphones. I can't hear anything. I can't hear you laughing right now. This is a disaster. I'm going to go Jordan Spieth for like 30 seconds here. So, the iron play, the approach shots, like that is for me, the biggest barometer. It's the most important thing for a PGA Tour pro in terms of like, are you going to be successful? Tee to green, yes, but approach play even more so. And if you look, he's had now seven straight measured rounds of positive strokes gained with his iron play, with his approach shots, this goes back to the Houston Open, because Masters isn't measured on data golf or whatever. And he hasn't had that kind of streak since the end of 2018. Well, we talked about this a little bit, and it just looked, and again, this is, your eyes are going to lie to you all the time. I watched most of his holes today. It looked easier. It did not feel as just roller coastery, you know. Did he miss a couple putts? Sure. Were there a couple of dicey drives? Yes. But overall, the whole thing just felt it. This round, honestly, it felt like the classic Spieth that everybody always references, but they don't really, they're not meaning what they're, or they're not saying what they think they're saying. And this one was like classic, decent drive Spieth, unbelievable iron play. And then he scores with his short game. And to me, that is that's exciting, because that's the way he won Pebble. That's the way he won 11 events. That's the way he won three major championships.
I think that him playing well last week could not have come at a better time. You know, he could have played well last week, found a little bit of magic, and then gone to a place that might have been really bad for him, like a Torrey Pines, for example, a place that might be really penal if you miss off the tee. But to go to Pebble, where he's had a lot of success, where he can lean on the short game because the greens are so small, he can try to just continue to hit his irons well. And then, you know what happens, KP, is, you know, maybe you get back-to-back top tens. Maybe you start feeling yourself again. And I love the comparisons to Steph Curry. Like when Steph Curry starts making threes, like the confidence, they can't even fit in the gym. When Jordan Spieth starts getting it going, like, watch out. So this little tiny five round stretch that we've had, I think could not have been in a better place on the schedule.
Did it feel easier to you as you're watching? Did it seem easier?
Yeah. I mean, it's always kind of hard with him. Right. Like there's always some things you're like, oh boy. And I'm still kind of holding my breath over the 4.5 footers and stuff like
that. Yes. That's the biggest thing for me is the short putts was like, oh, yeah. Like that scares me more than the driver right now.
Yeah. Right. Because I expect him to spray the driver. I need him to, he needs to make those putts, right? Like the putts are, that's what's going to separate. You can't be missing 4.5 footers all the time. If you spray it, whatever, you've been doing that and you've been getting away with it. So, I think it is getting easier. You can see, and I think I was on with Mark last week when, you know, I've at times, compared Greller and Spieth to like an old married couple who like, they look like they hate being out on the golf course together. And it is just like, oh, you gave me the wrong number, Michael. And I'm just grinding through this for 4 days or whatever. It looks like he's having fun. Like, there are smiles on the course from Jordan Spieth.
I noticed that today too. It felt like not just the fun part, but kind of the swaggery part where he was, you know, and he said, I can't remember. I think he was talking about Zalatoris. I read this article. I was doing some Zalatoris research, and Spieth was talking about Zalatoris and said, look, he's cocky when he plays. And he's like, I mean that in a good way, because you have to be out there. And that was kind of, Spieth was always kind of low key, like arrogant on the course. And I feel like we're getting back to that a little bit. Now, listen, like the driver is not fixed. It's not solved. That could go very badly over the next three rounds, but it did feel a little like there was just some more, I don't know, there was more swagger than usual, I felt like, out on the course today.
Yeah, he gained like a quarter of a stroke off the tee. I think he hit 8 of 13 fairways, I want to say, is what I saw, which isn't great, but we would take that every single round.
That's like three or four wins for him. I mean,
seriously.
His number, like I went back and looked for 2014, 2018, his number was, I think, 0.4 per round off the tee, like that. And that was like just where he lived. And that's not it's not bad. It's not great. It's not like the 0.7, 0.8, 0.9, that range. But for him, that's the 2 to 4 wins per year. Now, is he going to live there? I don't know. But if he can, then he can start to get it rolling a little bit.
Yeah, we talk a lot all the time about guys who need to be zero putters. Colin Morikawa, Hideki Matsuyama, those are lots of wins. If Jordan Spieth's a zero driver, he wins a lot of golf tournaments, which is really good.
Totally.
Believe it or not, baseball is right around the corner. This is shocking to me. It's mid-February. Baseball is right around the corner, which means you should be listening to Fantasy Baseball Today. Frank Stanfill, Scott White, and Chris Towers are doing position previews for the rest of February to get you ready for draft season with 5 episodes per week. You can find Fantasy Baseball Today wherever you listen to First Cut, but they're also now streaming the video show live on weeknights around 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Fantasy Baseball Today YouTube channel. Looking forward to Friday, KP, and looking at the odds, courtesy of our friends over at William Hill, it is certainly a Patrick Cantlay as the favorite, plus 163, Jordan Spieth, 7-1, Daniel Berger, 10-1, and Paul Casey, 14-1. Those two, Casey and Berger, are the really interesting ones because they played Spyglass Hill on Thursday. Berger was 5-under, which is about 5.5 shots better than the field. And Paul Casey was 4-under, which is like 4.5 shots better to the field. They now get to go to Pebble Beach. If conditions stay similar, which they might not, but stay similar, you think they should be licking their chops, getting over there and trying to post a low score.
Yeah, those guys are interesting. Do you think there's any value with that weird and we saw it at Torrey with the weird first round different courses, or do places like William Hill kind of account for that?
No, William Hill probably does not as much, but they do account for like big names. So like they're not letting Casey and Berger burn them, but like, for example, someone like Will Gordon, who unfortunately doesn't have a lot of great, you know, winning experience or contending experience on tour. Like he shoots a 6-under 66 at Spyglass, and he is he even on this sheet right here? Do I even see his name anywhere? 40-1. So I think that they just protect themselves against the big names as opposed to what the two courses played like.
What did Dalla Torre shoot today? He shot a 60.
I thought he got back to 2-under. I thought
he got it to three. He got
it to 3. So he got it back to 3. He started slow.
And he didn't putt well. He hasn't really been putting well. He's interesting at 50. Although I would prefer if he had shot 69 at Spyglass and not Pebble. Akshay is interesting because, you know, the 40 is like the path there is okay. He's just a phenom and he's just going to kind of roll, and maybe he is, but there's just a lot of unknown with him still. And I like Akshay at 40. What did Stroman shoot? I didn't see him.
So he was over at Spyglass and he shot a 69. So he's 3-under. So he's like T30 something right now.
I like that. I like the 69 at Spyglass. And then I kind of like Casey as well. What was he pre-tournament? Like 18 or 16?
He probably actually got shorter than that after DJ withdrew. So it might be something close to what he is right now, like 14. That could have been his pre-tournament odds.
I really like him. It's easy to see like a 65 tomorrow at Pebble, and then all of a sudden he's, you know, what would that be? 11 under, 12 under, whatever.
Right. And going into the weekend. There are some things about Pebble where the weather can kind of flip and things can get tough. I do wonder if I'd have to check the weather forecast for tomorrow. When I checked it earlier in the week, I thought Friday was worse at Pebble, but like that's the kind of stuff that some of these guys who played Pebble today might get the best end of kind of both sides of this draw, which could be scary. And it might just be Patrick Cantlay's to run away with this, but Spyglass bit back. I mentioned earlier, it played over par. There's going to be a lot of leveling of the playing field in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. And it's a less extreme version of what we see at Torrey, where it's like a 4 or 5 shot difference, but it's still there and you still have to account for it. So Cantlay is definitely like the guy, the leader. There's nobody at Spyglass that was close to his, 7.5 strokes gained or whatever it was.
Right.
Or more than that, 8, 9. What did he end at?
8.5 or so, right? I mean, the field average was what, 1.7 under, so he was 10 under, so 8.2.
Yeah, 8.2 is what Datagolf has him at. So, yeah, it's gonna be fun. This all of a sudden for me, this turned into like it went from a just kind of, you know, whatever week into, okay, this is kind of must see a little bit with Akshay, with Cantlay, yeah, with Spieth, with all these guys involved. So I'm pretty fired up about it.
Yeah, this would have been real tough if Cantlay, Spieth, Berger, Casey, like, all missed the cut. This thing would have gotten ugly on the weekend. But like, it looks like our horses are in position, and this is going to be a good one for the final three holes. So this looks good.
Can I do like 30 seconds on Ricky Fowler's tire today?
Actually, yes, please do. Please do. Go ahead.
I think if you're watching on YouTube, I think we have the... Do we
get pulled up? Jacob's got it. Okay. He's showing it right now.
So this is just the, I mean, he's just, is it a bit? Is he doing a bit here? Like the dumb and dumber thing?
So if you're not watching, there it is. So if you're not watching on YouTube, it's the Ricky Fowler in the all orange, the Jim Carrey version of the Dumb and Dumber suit. And then today he rocked the blue on blue on blue Smurf style suit to run opposite of that. So this is, it's, you know what? I hate to say this, like it's tough when you do this stuff and then you don't play well, like it's even worse. You know what I mean? Like it's cool. It's really swaggy when you play well.
It feels like a bit. Is he lost? I think he's lost. I think he might be the new lost boy. He was minus almost 2.5 off the tee, and he's been hitting it well. You know, American Express, Pebble, he hit it deep, you know, pretty well at both of those. And then he puts it a little bit better today and just is all over the yard. So it's not great. It's not whatever I put on him for top 20 is not looking good so far.
No, he has got some work to do, and he's going to have to do it at Spyglass Hill, which is tough sledding. So he's going to have to shoot something really well, something really low on Friday.
Who is your one and done?
I ended up on Sam Burns. I was okay, so I'm in like a bunch of one and dones. I rolled out Spieth in like half of them. I did not roll him out in hours. Burns was even par at Spyglass.
I should have just rode Spieth because I went with Kevin Streelman, who was 69 at Spyglass, and I should have just tried. It's fine, but I want to be on the Spieth. I want to ride the roller coaster, especially this week.
Golly.
I love that guy so much. All right, that'll do it. We'll obviously be back after every single round for this week. That right there is Kyle Porter. He has 3 more days in him. This is going to be a lot of fun coming down the stretch. You can follow him on Twitter at Kyle Porter CBS. You can follow me at Rick Run Good. Thank you, producer Jacob, for getting all this in order. This is The First Cut. I'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.